ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड द कैरेक्टर्स ऑफ भरत महाराज वर्स नंबर 30। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Translation: although Bharat Maharaj received the body of a deer, by constant repentance he became completely detached from all material things. He did not disclose these things to anyone, but he left his mother deer in a place known as Kalanjana Mountain, where he was born. He again went to the forest of Shalagram and to the ashram of Pulatsen Pulaha. Purport: it is significant that Maharaj Bharat, by the grace of Vasudeva, remembered his past life. He did not waste a moment. He returned to Pulaha Ashram, to the village known as Shalagram. Association is very meaningful. Therefore, ISKCON tries to perfect one who enters the society. The members of this society should always remember that the society is not like a free hotel. All the members should be very careful to execute their spiritual duties so that whoever comes will automatically become a devotee and will be able to return back to Godhead in this very life. Although Bharat Maharaj acquired the body of a deer, he again left his hearth and home. In this case, the mountain Kalanjara. No one should be captivated by his birthplace and family. One should take shelter of the association of devotees and cultivate Krishna consciousness. So, it is very difficult and austere service for me to sit in front of all the exalted Vaishnavas and speak something about Srimad Bhagavatam. It is mentioned that Tavacha Shobhate Murkham Yavat Kinchidna Bhashasi. Prabhupada also mentions in the is Bhagavatam lectures. That means you cannot detect a fool unless he speaks something. But when a fool speaks something, you easily detect that what personality he is. So that's why it is recommended that fool should keep quiet in the assembly of learned people. Atha sarva vidam samaje vibhushanam hi maunam apanditanam. That means a person who is not learned should keep quiet in the assembly of learned Vaishnavas. So that is my case, but somehow or other all the Vaishnavas, they have given me this difficult service. But the beauty of this process, the Krishna consciousness process, is very special. If we come in association of devotees and just hear and repeat the same message, by following this process even a fool can start preaching just by repeating the same message. So by following this process, even a fool can do wonder, and thus he can become a wonderful. So I'm also, I'll try to follow in your footsteps. Whatever I heard from you, I'll try to repeat. And also I'm a grateful to all the devotees for allowing me to give this class. So we'll continue from the yesterday's class. Yesterday, Srivas Prabhu was very nicely explaining about how to control our mind and how we should not misuse our position. And he was narrating the story of Haru and his wife. So he was also giving an example from Srimad Bhagavatam that uncontrolled mind is just like a unchaste wife. And she can kill her husband by the help of a paramour. So, this word is also very significant. Actually, Krishna is the most beloved person whom we should love. Actually, he is the most beloved, dearmost object of worship. But when we leave the service of Krishna and worship and start loving someone else. So that is called as a paramour. Paramour means one who is more beloved, more para than Krishna. So that is paramour. So we should not love someone else. We should directly worship Krishna, who is the most beloved object. And that's why Krishna is also called as a jealous lover. And he also explains in Bhagavad Gita that Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. If we worship someone else rather than Krishna, then we'll not attain the perfection of our life. And from yesterday's stories, we can know that we should not be casual in our bhakti. We should be very much determined in execution of our devotional service. So it is famous saying that if we are casual in our dealings, then there will be casualties. So the same thing we should not follow in our devotional practice. Bhakti is like a constant war. So we should always practice how to perform, execute the devotional service properly. And it is also said that one who sweats of the war, more you sweat of the war, then less you bleed during the war. So that is also the case. When we practice the devotional service nicely during our whole life, then we can easily face the final exam, that is the death, and we'll bleed less during the final hour. So bhakti is also compared as a walking on a razor's edge. So we should be very much alert and careful in execution our bhakti. And one more example can be given that bhakti is like a driving a car in a at night. So suppose we are driving a old car at midnight and it is raining also, and we are going through a ghat section, and we are not so much expert driver. So we should be very much careful, because there is every chance to meet with an accident. So that's why we should be very alert on our spiritual journey. Because if we are negligent, then we can meet with an accident, and thus we can fall down from this path of devotional service. So we should always remain in the association of devotees. That's why this journey of self-discovery, we should not do it alone. We should travel with like-minded people, like-minded devotees, so that they can warn us that, my dear Prabhu, you are making this mistake, so please rectify and please don't repeat the same things. So such devotees, they will remind us of our duties. But unfortunately, Bharat Maharaj was not in an association of devotees. That's why he diverted. And therefore, we should focus our attention on our real goal. That is the final exam. So that's why it is mentioned that Ante Narayana Smriti. So our goal of human life is to remember Lord Narayana at the time of death. But for that, we should practice throughout our life. If we don't practice, then it is very difficult to remember Narayana directly at the time of death. That's why in yesterday's purport also, Prabhupada mentions from the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata. We should constantly meditate on the glories of the Lord, and yatantascha dridavrata, we should be very much determined in following this process of bhakti. And dridavrata means very full, complete determination in execution of this bhakti. And also it is explained that vyavasayat mika buddhi. We should focus our mind, our attention on our goal. So there is an incident in Mahabharata also, when Dronacharya asked different Pandavas and Kauravas also. He tells them to aim at the eye of the bird. But different Pandavas, when Dronacharya asked them, what are you saying in front of you? So then different Pandavas, they explained different things. But Arjuna, he was observing, he has focused his aim directly to the eye of the bird. So that should be our case. We should learn from this incident that we should focus our attention at the lotus feet of Krishna. And the process is such like that smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatuchit. We should constantly remember about Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, and we should never forget about him. And also it is mentioned that shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, we should constantly chant and hear about Lord Krishna or Vishnu. So to follow all these things, to remember Krishna constantly, we must be in association of Vaishnavas, those who are constantly discussing about Lord Krishna. That's why without association of devotees, it is very difficult for ourselves alone to remember Krishna. And that's why we should stay in association of devotees, and together we should execute this devotional service. That is the same point which Prabhupada is giving stress in this purport. And we should pray together, we should pray for each other. It is also explained that the family which prays together stays together. And this is our family, of big family of ISKCON. That's why we should pray for each other, and thus we can save each other, we can protect each other. And we also call this is as a Radha Gopinath Bhakt Samaj. So we should pray for each other. This, we can actually fulfill the name. We can become like a Prarthana Samaj, because if we pray for each other, then this Radha Gopinath Bhakt Samaj can become a real Prarthana Samaj, because we can do Prarthana for each other. And thus, in association of devotees, there are six types of loving exchanges, which are mentioned in Nectar of Instruction by Rupa Goswami. That is Dadati Pratigrunati Guyam Akhyati Pruchati Bhungte Bhojate Chaiva Shadbir Priti Lakshanam. And in association of devotees, we should do all the six types of loving exchanges. Unfortunately, Bharat Maharaj was alone in the forest, and that's why there was no one to associate with, to exchange these loving exchanges with. So that's why he reposed his loving tendency towards the deer, and unfortunately he got the deer body. But that should not be the case with us. We should exhibit this loving exchanges with Vaishnavas, and especially Guhyam Akhyati Prichyati. We should reveal our mind in front of Vaishnavas if we have any problem in practicing devotional service. So we should ask, and we should seek guidance from the devotees, especially from the senior devotees. And that's why this counselor system has been provided. We are very fortunate that we are having regular association of senior devotees, those who are guiding us, those who are experienced in the devotional path. So we should take advantage of this association. We should reveal our mind, whatever problems and whatever, not only problems, but if we have different plans for executing devotional service, then we should also express to the seniors. And simultaneously, we should also inquire from other equals or juniors also. My dear Prabhu, can I help you in any way? We should extend ourselves. So in this way, we can do this loving reciprocation. And we can avoid Maya or other distractions. And in this way, we cannot be diverted from the real goal. So it is explained that Bharat Maharaj was on the Bhava platform, preliminary stage of Bhava, that is called Anubhava. In yesterday's purport, Prabhupada also mentions this verse of Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 23. So the different symptoms, nine symptoms are explained in this verse. That is, Kshantir Avyartha Kalaptvam Viraktir Mana Shunyata Asha Bandha Samutkantha Nama Gane Sadaruchi. So in this 18th verse, some few of the characteristics of a person who is on the stage of Anubhav is explained. So he is tolerant and he never wastes a single moment. Avyartha Kalatvam. He always keeps himself busy in the service of Krishna. Viraktir Mana Shunyata. He doesn't do different services for getting prestige. Asha Gana Samudganta and Nama Gane Sadaruchi. He always chants the holy name of the Lord. So we can see in the previous chapter also, in the life of Bharat Maharaj, he was exhibiting all these symptoms. But unfortunately, because he was not in association of devotees, and he was not exhibiting this loving exchanges with the devotees, because he was not having any association. So that's why he deviated from his path. So, and one more thing, that he was little selfish. He was practicing only his own sadhana and on the spiritual practices, but he was not preaching the same thing to others, although he was on the stage of bhava. But fortunately, Prabhupada has given us this preaching moment. Although we are not on that elevated stage, but because we are somehow or other engaged in this preaching activity, so we are protected. Because when we preach others that you should follow this, you should do like this, then simultaneously we should also follow the same things, because we should practice what we preach. So in this way we become saved by preaching. So this is also one important thing, that we should simultaneously preach, and thus only we can make advancement. We should not be selfish. We should not go to the secluded place, and we should just follow this. We should not become just like a bhajanandi. So this is not recommended. And one more thing is that if we compare the incident of Bharat Maharaj with the incident of Namacharya Haridas Thakur, that Namacharya Haridas Thakur was, it externally seems that he was chanting 3 lakhs of names in the forest, and but Maya could not attack him, because he was completely absorbed in the Krishna prema. He was not on the preliminary stage of bhava. He was completely nitya siddha, and he was experiencing Krishna prema. And one more thing is that when Ramchandra Khan sent a prostitute to towards Haridas Thakur, so that time he was already aware of this, but he simply stayed there for 3 more days just to preach that prostitute and to deliver her. And he directly focused towards the spiritual upliftment of that prostitute. But in case of Bharat Maharaj, he became more absorbed in caring physical necessities of that deer. He never cared for spiritual upliftment of the deer. He could have just fed some prasadam, or could have chanted in the ears of the deer. So, but he, on the other hand, he neglected his own sadhana, and he just gave attention to the physical necessities of the deer. So that's why if we preach what we follow, and simultaneously if we follow what we preach, then we can be saved from the deviation in devotional service. And also Bharat Maharaj was aware of the story of his great grandfather, how his great grandfather Maharaj Agnidra also went out in the forest to perform severe austerities, but Brahmaji sent the heavenly damsel Purvachiti, and he again got deviated. Actually, that was for some other reason, but still he was knowing this story of his great grandfather, and these types of things may happen, but still he was not so much alert. He became little bit negligent in his practices, and thus he fell down, and he remembered the deer at the time of death, and he got the same body. And then next point which Prabhupada is mentioning here is very strong. Prabhupada is emphasizing on the importance of association, and then Prabhupada is giving clear warning that ISKCON temples are not just like a free hotels. So, because many people, they just see the external facilities which we are getting from the ISKCON temples. They don't focus on these different services or different duties which we can render, and they don't absorb themselves in the preaching activities, and thus they misuse the facilities which they are getting, and they think that in this way I can cheat devotees, or I can cheat Krishna. But Krishna is very cunning also, and very intelligent. You cannot cheat Krishna like that. So in this regard, there is one famous incident story that of a free hotel. Many of you must have heard that there was an advertisement on the billboard that there is a free hotel is open in this part of the city, and one main special attraction is that you need not have to pay after eating a big feast. And in front of the hotel also, on the notice board, it was written that you did not have to pay, your bill will be paid by your son or grandson. Sir, by reading this big advertisement, one very greedy person and very miserly person, he went inside the hotel and he saw full menu card and he ordered all the special items, all the very costly items, because although he was having strong desire to go and enjoy in the hotel, but because he was very miserly, so he never did like that. So this was a nice chance for him. So he, after eating all the different items, he started walking out, started going out. So there was a big man, big security man. He just stopped him and he gave him a bill. And that time this man asked that, what type of bill you are giving it to me? You are clearly mentioned here that there is no need to pay bill. Your bill will be paid by your son or grandson. So he smiled and said that this is not your bill. This is the bill of your father and grandfather. So because they forgot to pay this bill, now it's your duty to pay. So in this incident, from this incident also, we can learn that it is not so easy to just take advantage of different facilities of the temple and misuse them. Krishna will not leave us like that. He is very clever and cunning also. He will just, somehow or other, he will collect that bill from us in some other way. So that's why we should be very much alert. And in our case also, sometimes externally, we may be very much famous as a devotee and we must be having different designations, but we should be introspective and check in our life also that whether we are misusing the different facilities given by Prabhupada. So, and we should improve in that if we are doing so. So in this connection, there is very small incident of Prabhupada that Prabhupada was always giving emphasis on following the instructions of spiritual master. And there are two types of association. One is Vani and Vapu Sangha. So following the instruction is more important. So when Prabhupada, I don't know exactly this past time in detail, but the summary is like that. When Prabhupada was sitting in his room, that time one mosquito was sitting on his lap and it was sucking Prabhupada's blood. And that time Prabhupada pointed toward that mosquito and said that just physical association, physical proximity is not important. This mosquito is associating with me, but his purpose is completely wrong. He is sucking my blood. So Prabhupada also explained that ISKCON is like Prabhupada's body. These temples are like Prabhupada's body. So we should not exploit or we should not misuse these facilities. Otherwise, it is a law of nature, when we misuse some facilities, then Krishna takes away those facilities. So we should be very much alert. And in one lecture, Gaurang Prabhu was mentioning that ISKCON is not like a free hotel, but it is just like a hospital to recover our spiritual health. So we should see those temples in that perspective. And we should know our spiritual condition is very serious. That means that we are very serious in devotional life, but our condition is very serious, very precarious. So we should take this treatment properly and follow the rules and regulations nicely. Then we can improve our health. And simultaneously, in the hospital, we can't just demand like we order in the hotel. We can just say that I want to eat these things and I want these things. I'll only eat this type of medicine. So we should not do like that in case of the hospital. we should accept things whatever are prescribed by the doctors. That is like spiritual master, whatever instruction he gives, we should try to follow that. And in association of senior devotees, we should execute our devotional service. And simultaneously, we should not complain also that why this neighboring person is coughing and why this is having different problems, why is he vomiting. Because we should understand that we are also equally sick and we are also giving same type of troubles to others. So we should just tolerate and we should keep on our devotional service. And in this way, we should try to improve our health and we should help others also for this recovery. And there is a famous statement by John F. Kennedy, which I heard in the lecture of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, that in his speech, many times he mentioned that don't ask what your country or what your nation can do for you, but ask yourself that what you can do for your country. So same type of mood we can total to this Krishna consciousness movement or the ISKCON temples. We should not ask that what facilities these temples are giving, providing towards us. So, but rather we should ask that what service I am rendering for this preaching activity or to please Prabhupada. So if we cultivate this type of mood, then we will progress in our Krishna consciousness. And Gaurang Prabhu was also mentioning that these temples are just like a big palaces and Krishna is like a king. But we should not misuse the same facilities. We should not use that facilities for our own enjoyment. Then Krishna will kick us out. But we should use all the facilities as a servant in the service of the king. And thus, we can also enjoy the spiritual life automatically by serving Krishna. So, bhakti is defined as sarvopadhir vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. That means, without any designations, we should serve in a pure consciousness. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. We should utilize our all senses in the service of the master of senses, that is Rishikesha Krishna. And also mentioned in as Avyartha Kalatvam, we should keep ourselves fully busy and keep our senses fully engaged in the service of Rishikesha. So in this connection, there is very nice ideal example of Prabhupada's disciple, that is His Grace Jayanand Prabhu. So he used to keep himself so much busy in service of Krishna and service of Prabhupada, especially during the Rath Yatra period, that he was literally not having even a single moment for Maya or for other things. So once one devotee came with an inquiry to Jayanand Prabhu that how to make advancement in spiritual life, how you are advancing in your spiritual life. So that time he just said that I'm so much busy in Krishna's service that I don't have time to think all these things, how to advance in spiritual life and about our personal, this. He was thinking this as a selfish thing, that our own advancement, because he was so busy that he was not having any time to think all these things. And thus he was progressing in spiritual life very rapidly. And one more time, there was a new bhakta who was aspiring to join the temple. And he was from another temple, but the temple president sent that new bhakta to the temple where Jayanand Prabhu was temple president. And when he entered the temple, the one devotee was cleaning the garbage. And he approached him and he asked that, I want to meet the temple president, Jayanand Prabhu. So, actually that person who was cleaning the garbage was Jayanand Prabhu. But he told that person that wait for some time, let me finish this work. So he waited for some time and just by seeing Jayanand Prabhu's enthusiasm, he became so much inspired. And then after finishing his work, Jayanand Prabhu said that, I'm the temple president of this temple and what you have, how can I help you? He asked in such a way. When he saw that the temple president is cleaning the garbage and all other things, he became very inspired and he joined the temple. So, this was the example of Jayanand Prabhu. And because he was constantly absorbed in Prabhupada's service, that's why he could remember Krishna and Prabhupada at the time of death. And as Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, and he perfected his life, and later Prabhupada also said that he went back to Godhead. But if we misuse our different posts which are given by us by Krishna, then there is a very famous story of Punar Mushaka Bhava. You must have heard this story, that after coming in Krishna consciousness, we get different posts and different authorities. But if we misuse these authorities, then Krishna takes away that power. And this famous story goes like this, that there was a small mouse, and he was all the time harassed by a cat. So he approached a saintly person, a sadhu. He was also a yogi, and he requested to this sadhu that this cat is harassing me, troubling me, so make me a cat. So the sadhu said, Tathastu, and he became a cat. But again, the next problem he was facing, that then dogs started chasing him, started troubling him. Then he again approached the same sadhu and requested that now dogs are troubling me, then therefore please make me a dog. And then when he became dog, he started barking towards another dogs, and then he realized that there is a big lion in the jungle, and he is the king of the jungle, and he is now threatening him. So that's why he again went back to the sage, saintly person, and said that now please make me a lion. And when this sadhu gave him this benediction, then he started looking at the saintly person, and he started licking his lips. Then saintly person, that sadhu also became a little bit afraid, and he asked that lion, who was mouse before, and then he expressed his desire that now I have become a lion, now I want to eat you. And because that sadhu was very clever, he again took sacred water and cursed him, that Punar Mushaka Bhava, you again become a mouse. So this is a very interesting story, and we can learn a lot from this story, that if we misuse our facilities and independence, then we can again become what we were in the original stage. We can again become a small person without having power. So similarly, Bharat Maharaj also, because he was not so much alert in his devotional service, instead of mouse he became a deer, because he became attached to a deer. And one more thing in this purport, that Bharat Maharaj lamented what mistake he did, and then he repented also, and he accepted his own mistakes. He never gave any excuses that because of these things I fell down. He accepted his own mistakes, and he was ready to improve. He was ready to rectify. So this is also a very important thing. Whenever we commit some mistakes, then when some devotees, they advise us, then we should accept that mistakes, and we should ready to improve. So in this, if we show this type of attitude, then it will help us this from fall down. And Bharat Maharaj, how he rectified himself, because of his lamentation, he became detached, and he gave up the company of his fellow dears, and especially his mother, because he thought that if I become too much attached to my mother, then again I may become a deer. So he gave up his association of deers, and then he again came back to the ashram of Pulats and Pula Muni, because of the mercy of the Lord, he could remember everything of the past life. And that is also an important thing. In the beginning of this purport, Prabhupada explains that because of Krishna's mercy, he could remember his past life. And Krishna also mentions in the Bhagavad Gita that sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So by Krishna's mercy, he can award any person the remembrance. And in this case, this remembrance helped Bharat Maharaj. And he, without wasting a single moment, he again came back to the hermitage of Pulasya Muni at the place of village known as Shalagram, and he again started associating and hearing from the saintly persons, and thus he continued his devotional service. Krishna also promises in Bhagavad Gita that I will protect whatever devotional progress one person or one soul makes. So Krishna also protected his devotional service and he gave him the remembrance, and thus he could continue his devotional service. And this is the second last verse, and tomorrow's verse also in that translation we'll see that how Bharat Maharaj in the form of deer, in the association of devotees in the holy place, he gave up his body. And Krishna also mentions that Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yogo Brashto Vijayate. Those who are deviated from the devotional practice, Krishna promises that I gave them birth in a pious family. Shuchinam Srimatam. The Shuchinam is more important than Srimatam, because pious family where we can get different nice sanskaras from the right from the birth, and this pious things we can cultivate, and it becomes easy for execution of devotional service. So in this way Krishna also helped Bharat Maharaj in different ways. He first gave him smriti, his past memory, and that's why he became Bharat Maharaj detached, and he again came back to the association of devotees in the ashram of Pulasya Muni. And then in next birth Krishna gave him the birth in the pious family, and he becomes as a Bharat Maharaj. So after that, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that we should not be attached to our family and birthplace, because if we become attached to our family, then there is a chance to take birth in that surrounding, in that atmosphere, because we are very much attached to that place and that family. But it is not sure that we will take birth as a human being. We may take birth in different forms, although we are attached, but because we, without having any pious credits, we can take birth in different species. So in this connection also, there is a famous story of Kailas. So there is no time to explain this story in detail, but the sense is that because Kailas was very much attached to his family, his body, and his sons and relatives, so that's why, although Narad Muni preached him for such a long time, but he could not give up his family. And consequently, he became dog in his next life. And still Narad Muni came there and preached him, but he was attached to his property and other things. Then in next life, he became a snake. So, thus in this story, we can come to know that if we become attached to family and birthplace, then we have to take birth again and again. So it is explained in the Bhagavatam also. Yasyatma buddhi kuna petri dhatuki swadhi kalatra adushu bhauma ijjati. So a person who is attached to his body, tridhatuki, who is made out of kaphovat pitta, and who is attached to his relatives and other family members. So such persons are compared to saeva gokhara. Their mentality is like a ass and cow. So we should avoid this type of mentality. We can preach to our family members, we can tell them about this Krishna consciousness, but without any requirement, if they are not devotees, if they are not willing to follow, then we should not become too much attached to these things, because this is obstacle on the path of devotional service. And one more thing is that why this relatives are called as relatives, because this relation is not absolute. It is on the relative plane. That's why also these all family members are called as relatives. But devotional service is completely on the absolute plane. So that's why we should make relation and make friendship with the devotees. That is on the spiritual plane. And thus we can progress in our devotional service. And in this connection, Kunti Maharani also prays in the 8th chapter of the first canto, that he is praying here to sever her attachments from his kinsman. That he is praying that Atha Vishvesha Vishvatma Vishva Murti Svakeshume Sneha Pasa Imam Chindi. So although Kunti Maharani's sons are very famous and as Pandavas, but still she is praying that Sneha Pasham Imam Chindi Drudam Pandushu Vrishnishu. So she is requesting or praying to the Lord that please sever my attachment which I have towards the Pandus and Vrishnis. So although they are devotees, but she is considering that as an obstacle. So from this also we can learn, and unnecessarily we should not become attached. And yesterday also during the Brahmachari class, Shyamananda Prabhu was giving a nice example that we should know that this material world is like a toilet place. And especially he was giving the example of BMC, a public toilet, which is very much very dirty. So although I'm not completely realized these things, but as a service I'm telling this, but we should try to understand this analogy, and we should develop detachment, or we should try to detach from this place, and we should finish our job as early as possible, and we should get out of this place. So this way, if we cultivate this mood, then we will not be attached to this family and place of birth, all these things. And there is one significant common word whenever we go to the toilet. So especially for particular reason which we go, that is the anartha nivritti. All the unwanted things we leave there, and as soon as that thing is over, we come out of that. So similarly, in the spiritual life also, we should stay in this material world. As soon as the anarthas are removed, we should get out of this place. So especially this spiritual life is meant for anartha nivritti, and that's why this analogy is very much relevant. As soon as anartha nivritti is complete, we should get out of this place. And at the end of the class, we should not become attached to so-called mental pleasures, as Bharat Maharaj was attached to the deer because he was getting some so-called mental pleasure. And I was hearing this one nice song or nice album of Titikshava Karunika Prabhu. This famous Unplugged, that there are different albums, but very nicely he presented the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in that song. So it is very nicely mentioned that especially one stanza, it explains that if we are attached to the material world, we have to take birth again and again. So I'll end with this stanza. So he mentions that as every summer will follow by rain, so-called pleasure and there will be pain. We are not careful, we'll be born again. Why should we choose to remain? So very nicely is explaining in this album that if we are not careful, then we'll be born again. And that's why we should not be attached to the so-called pleasures. And rather we should be very much attentive in our devotional life. And in this way, we should take guidance from our senior devotees and take guidance from spiritual master. And attentively, if we execute devotional service, then without deviation, we can progress in the devotional path. Hare Krishna. It's already late. No questions. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद।